Okay, roll call. I see everybody is in attendance. General announcements. I'm going to call on Mr. Huttmacher to introduce some new folks.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of council. It is my pleasure tonight to introduce to you some of our key staff that we brought on board that we are excited to introduce to the public. So if I could ask, I guess we'll start off, Chief, if you don't mind coming up with your Deputy Chief and Lieutenant. Start off in this direction. And, it's exciting. We've got now a total of three.
How many tickets did you have today?
None of them in uniform yet, so we're working on that as our next step. But I'd like to give the chief just a chance to introduce these two gentlemen, and it's an exciting time for the Dunwoody Police Department.
Yeah, we were talking before the meeting. The whole police department's here tonight. The time that the whole police department will be at the council meeting. But to my right is David Sides. He's hired him as a deputy chief at the police department. I worked with David at Marietta for 27 years, was there about 28 years and retired. And David's primary responsibility as we move forward is on our technology side, policy side, and equipment. He's going to be a great asset to Dunwoody. To my left is David Barnes. He's a lieutenant with the Dunwoody Police Department. And David's had a really great career at Marietta, and he's in charge of our recruitment and hiring. So he's a very important fella, and we're counting on him to get the job done. I know he will do it. And David was responsible for hiring at Marietta for the last 5 years, and is a training guy. He's certified in just about anything you can think of as far as police-related certifications go. And he would be a great asset to the department. Both of them are very excited to be here, and very excited at the challenge that we're faced with, and 100% behind everything that's going on. Super.
I just want to let you know this is a wonderful opportunity. It's very rare that you get the opportunity to help develop and grow a police department to serve the people of the city as they need to be served. We look forward to making something that you'll be proud of. It'll take a lot of work, but we will get that done. Thank you.
Thank you. I just want to say I'm at your service, and I'm very glad to be part of Team Dunwoody. See you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you. And just Mr. Mayor, if I could ask our new finance director, John Grother, to come up. John is a veteran of the city of Covington, served there as their finance director and city clerk. He's got a bachelor's degree in accounting and a master's in business administration. And we went through an extensive search for our finance director. Took up probably a good part of 2 months to make sure that we had the right person, to make sure that we were fiscally conservative, that we were going to account for every dollar, and that we brought somebody on board that had the right culture and the right enthusiasm for what we were doing. And I think we hit the nail on the head on this one. And I'll introduce John, let him just say a couple of words as well.
Thank you, Mr. Huttmacher. It is an honor to be the first financial director of the new city of Dunwoody. I'm very excited about this opportunity. Mr. Huttmacher had said, I've 12 and a half years as the financial director and department head of administration for the city of Covington. As your financial director, it is my commitment to you to ensure that there will be fiscal responsibility, that we will run an efficient and effective operations, and that we will provide quality service to our citizens based upon mutual respect and trust. I just wish to thank you for your leadership and your dedication, and I look forward to working with you towards a bright and prosperous future for the city of Dunwoody.
I have nobody left to introduce, but I did want to give the council an update. Obviously, y'all have a vote tonight on the mayor's appointment for city clerk, and then we are hopefully very close on a court clerk candidate as well. And that will finish out from the city side on the civilian hiring, and we'll have a complete staff. So it's been a very exciting and challenging process to get this far, but I can say in my almost 12 years in local government, I don't think I've ever put together such a wonderful team. So we're excited to serve the community and the council, and looking forward to getting started fully staffed.
Thank you, Warren. Now, John, I think last night he had mentioned as finance that you're not used to public speaking, so I think I'm going to call you up every meeting just to...
I think I got it right when I said my boss was a good boss.
You did a great job. Again,
John. Getting started yet.
All right. I believe that's it for general announcements, unless someone has something else. Denny, again, has lost some paperwork, so bear with us as he's scrambling up here. And we're going to move to the invocation. Mr. Ross, would you do it for us?
Please. At this council meeting, help us to make decisions which keep us faithful to our mission and reflect our values. Give us strength to hold to our purpose, wisdom to guide us, and a keen perception to lead us. And above all, keep us charitable as we deliberate.
And thank you. Thank you, Danny.
Pledge of Allegiance. Doctor, would you do it theonically?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right, meeting minutes. Everybody was handed the meeting minutes. Hopefully had a chance to review any comments. We don't have any minutes to approve, do we?
No.
I'm guessing we're not going to have comments like last
time. Yes.
That's a good question. Still on
Jody has not actually transcribed them yet. She's supposed to do them very near future.
All right. Meeting agenda. Do we have any additions or deletions off the agenda, Tom?
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion that we insert, where appropriate, discussion and vote on the contract with Connect South for general legislative services.
Okay. Second that motion. Second discussion on that. Yes, Tom.
Just as a point of information, our agenda shows it as a special call meeting. I believe that's a mistake. Agenda items cannot be added during a special call meeting. If it is a regular meeting, then we could add that. It is regular.
Thank you for pointing that out, John. Thank and you. Also, today is Tuesday, right?
That's correct.
There's money to be
okay, so discussion on this adding to the agenda. You see no discussion, all in favor, please say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Brian, do you want to... I'm going to say where to plug that into.
I'm going to put it in as item number 8 under new business.
Okay. All right. Denny, did you have something?
Yes. I'd like to add item... In this case, two items. J9 would be the first one.
J1?
J1, maybe. K9.
Okay. Or we can add it as K, if you prefer. We can add it as K.
Okay, what
is it?
I have a discussion vote on the monthly update of the status and cost of the blanket contract by the city manager. And I've got this typed out, believe it or not. At the first regular city council meeting of the month, cost would be through the end of the previous month. The exception being the cost through December 31st would be given at the 26th January meeting due to the late notice of the city manager.
Okay. I'll second that. Any discussion? I see no discussion. All in favor of adding this to the agenda, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right, that will be added. Brian, what's the best place to stick that?
That would be K-9.
Okay, K-9.
What's that second item?
Yes.
Yeah.
Second item would be to attend an agreement.
Okay.
Discussion of the action to be taken by the city council to ensure all property tax exemptions are secure and in effect for all the citizens that have done for the current year.
We can make that J1. That's not a vote. It's a kind of recording.
Okay, I'll second that. Any discussion on that petition? Seeing that there's none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That will be added as J1. Okay. Do I need to approve this agenda now, Brian, that it's been modified? Okay. So I'm going to make a motion to approve this agenda.
Second.
Any discussion on that? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, moving along to public comment. Thank you, Lenny. Mr. Dow.
Thank you, Mayor Barrett, members of the council. So it's my exciting times here with the approval, hopefully, of our new zoning code, because you look at the two main things that we're interested in. One was public safety, the other was zoning, and I say that as a planning commission member for the county. But this is a good opportunity for us to focus on some of those and be very specific about how we can improve them. So I look forward to making a couple comments about that specifically. I just wanted to bring to your attention a person, Susan Kay. I've never met Susan Kay. Idea who she is, and however, I was interested in what she wrote in the Crier when she stated, with respect to the signage, you might have had better results if you had submitted the farmhouse artwork to the general public and let us have a try at it. That would have made for our first city signs to be more personal and also generate some fun in the community. The reason I think that's important is because it, I think, reflects one of the concepts that's great about our cityhood, is that is to involve the citizens in different things. We've heard comments about, you know, the kids can be involved, which you made reference to. Just things like that that allow us to create community. And that's really what community is about, as I've observed over the years working with CAF, and that is allowing the citizens at the local level to have engagement in the things that affect them day to day. And while signage, you know, is not going to, you know, determine how much money you make or how much food is in your plate or how safe your streets are, it does have a lot to do with our identity. And the best way to do it and to allow those within the community to help create it. So my hope is, as we consider the signs as a citizen's vote for the options that have been presented to them, that we look at those as, you know, establishing our identity, which is important. I think it's a primal instinct amongst all of us to make sure that people know who we are, as the song goes. But nevertheless, the fact is, involving the citizens down the road in something like this for the more permanent signage or the more permanent image that we have, I think it would be a great opportunity. So I would encourage that as we move forward, recognizing that, of course, right now we have a lot of things we have to get done immediately, but that won't always be the case. Nobody's going to be here for another 100 plus years, I'm sure. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob. Ms. Penn.
Mayor Wright and council members, in the past I spoke to you about the problem of boarding houses in our neighborhoods and how the cat allowed for 6 unrelated people to rent a home. I was thrilled to hear last week that you reduced that number to 4 and possibly down to 3. Tonight, I would like to speak to you about another problem that exists concerning home occupation in our single-family residential communities. The DeKalb Code does not allow for customer contact or any employees in the home. Some of the businesses that were reported in our neighborhoods in 2008 our lawnmower repair business with a sign on the house and people dropping off and picking up their mowers, printing business with deliveries during the night, and open storage of equipment and loud noise, restaurant equipment cleaning business with chemicals, equipment trucks, etc. in the yard, pressure washing business with chemicals, employees, trailers, and trucks on the street and driveway, a mortgage business that increased parking and divided the house into cubicles, a demolition business with a large dumpster bins, trucks, and trailers in the driveway, engraving and embroidery business with directions on the website to the houses, to the house, and holding a neighborhood open house. Some of these businesses were not even licensed or permitted to operate in the home. I see that in your current zoning, you allow for a special permit can be applied for customer contact for home occupation. I'm hoping that can be eliminated from the zoning code. These are residential communities, and if someone wants to have customers, they should go into O&I and commercial locations. Allowing extra traffic and cars in our communities does not help the appearance or safety of the community. Another problem that has occurred with zoning in DeKalb County is that permits were issued to businesses for a certain district, like O&I, that are not allowed uses for that district. For example, hair studios were given permits to operate in O&I, and that's not an allowed use. I hope that is something that can be avoided with the city of Dunwich and cause enforcement problems for DeKalb County Code Enforcement Department. Another thing is that health facilities were defined somewhat ambiguously with the DeKalb codes, so that a spa that did facials, makeup, tinting, electrolysis, etc., was issued a permit for O&I as a health facility. This business still remains in O&I in the overlay district today. Thank you so much for your time and allowing me to speak.
Thank you, Jerry. All right, that is our last public comment card we have, so we're going to move on to the public hearing. And we're going to formally ask that the public hearing be open, so someone can make a motion to open that.
I'll second.
All right, all in favor of opening this public hearing?
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Community development.
Good evening. Thank you, Mayor and Council. This is a re-presentation of the zoning ordinance and our modified zoning. So there's nothing contained in the zoning code that has changed since the previous adoption in December. And this is a modified zoning map to reflect the data that we received from the CAD. If you have any questions beyond that, I'm happy to answer.
If you speak up a little bit, you take a lot.
Yeah. They've been accused of being quiet, so that's surprising.
Jeremy, can
you open this map for me? It's folding it, it's hard.
Any questions from Council? Yes, John?
Jennifer, can you go over the fact that there were a number of parcels or questions, maybe you received maps of zoning identified properties, but yet sometimes the tax assessor identified the property maybe differently. How many parcels were there that were in question, and how did you verify them, and is the map now the correct one? How do we know which one is correct, whether that was the zoning map versus the tax assessment information on the websites?
I don't have that information yet because it is still a work in process.
It is.
I can tell you that adopting a zoning map tonight still puts us in a legally safe territory because we now have the zoning files from DeKalb County. So should we find a discrepancy between the files and the map, the files rule, and we can administratively adjust that map. We are doing exactly what you were describing. We have found some discrepancies between the data we received from the Planning and Zoning Office versus the data we received from the Tax Assessor's Office. Obviously, someone was not communicating with someone, but we don't want to make a guess about who was correct. This is pretty important land right information. So we are in the process of pulling the files out one by one, reading them, verifying the boundary on the map, and working our way back to, ideally, the beginning of time. So it's going to be a work in process, and we're going to be doing that as a part of our GIS data layer creation and all of that.
Great. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
I'm aware of two of those discrepancies. Are you the person I should send that information to?
Yes, sir. I think I'm aware of more than that at this point.
Okay, but I had a constituent identify two that he knew were wrong, and we looked them up, and they're wrong, and
sure.
And I'll
that's going to be a common practice, and the perspective in our office is not to assume that the zoning map is correct, particularly when we have somebody come to us and there's an existing use on a property or there's a permit on the property that's not quite jiving with our map. we need to go back and do research and give people the benefit of the doubt before we take action on anything.
Any other questions, Mayor Jennifer? All right.
Thank you.
All right, with that, we're going to open up public comments regarding this zoning ordinance with updated maps. So anybody that'd like to speak in favor of this, if you could please line up at this podium, please.
Take 30 minutes, Brian. Just
10 minutes.
I will not do that. For the record, I'm Bob Dallas, and again, thank you, Mayor and City Council members. Jennifer's right, just as an observation with respect to the maps. For years on the Planning Commission, which is the same source that you've received this information, there has been discrepancies. So just be mindful of that as we work through it, because sometimes the records do not jive, and it takes a lot of research to make sure that you get to the right source document that was actually voted on that ultimately appears where you're going to be making the decision from. And that's going to take a lot of work on our department. That's one of the neat things about becoming a city is that we're going to get it right, which we have, you know, often, too often did, no, I wouldn't say often, but too often did not. I just wanted to talk a little bit about the commercial nodes and the opportunities that we have with them very briefly. I mean, I mentioned it last time, and as we move forward, the commercial nodes that Dunwoody has, I think over time, once our economy comes back, are just going to be so neat in terms of the opportunity we create with those. Look at Georgetown. Look at Dunwoody Village. And you realize that these are kind of dated. You look at the opportunity we have with the hospital property, and who knows what that could be. But I hope that as we consider the development of those properties and the redevelopment of those properties, that we recognize that the citizens' involvement is going to be key. But even before that, it's the educating of the citizens on some of the new concepts that are out there. And there's a lot of examples in Metro Atlanta that are not too far away that we can look at. Some are good, some aren't. And if you've ever traveled to some other cities where they've redeveloped shopping centers and things of that nature, just some neat stuff is out there. And I just look forward over time and working with you all in the development department to try to maximize these properties to be the kind of thing that when we look back, that'll be the kind of legacy that all of us will be proud of, because that finally will make it so that, you know, we often have heard Dunwoody and so often shop in Dunwoody like they should and things of that nature, but we're going to have the kind of facilities here that will attract the kind of business. And, you know, as simple as this, Dunwoody Village. I mean, how neat would it be? Not only would we have our city facilities there, not only do we have a post office there, not only do we put a library there, not only do we put a new YMCA, which trust me, it's only needed if you ever go to the Dunwoody YMCA or any of the other ones around here, but that bring in the people that support the business that truly create our town Dunwoody. So that's what I look forward to working with all of you on, and hopefully we'll have a good roadmap for our developers, and the economy turns around for the developers, and have good developers too. Make it attractive for them so that they can say, you know what, this is the place we want to put our project in so that we can make our profit, but also help create a great city. So I just want to make comment on that and look forward to working with all of you on it.
Thank you, Tom. All right, any other comment in favor of this? I see none, so we're going to move to any comments opposed to this. Bob, would you like to take another 10 minutes?
You can just say, we need a why.
Okay. All right, seeing that there are none, I'm going to close the public comment, and I'm going to make a motion to close this public hearing. We discuss my closing the public hearing. Seeing that there's none, all favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, seeing that there's none, this public hearing is closed. All right, we're moving on to second read.
That's the ordinance number 2009-01-07. An ordinance to readopt and reapprove Chapter 27, City of Dunwoody Zoning Ordinance, including updated zoning files and maps, providing for the inclusion and identification in the Code of Ordinances for the City of Dunwoody, Georgia, to be referenced in the future as Chapter 27, City of Dunwoody Zoning Ordinance, as attached hereto and incorporated herein.
Thank you.
I move we approve Chapter 27.
Okay, second, any discussion on this? Seeing there's no discussion, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Ordinance passes. Thank you.
Point of information, is this the last time we have to pass this?
Hi, Robert.
Yeah, but that's true.
That's what I said.
Trees.
I want to know what happened to Lenny.
Get reassigned.
Did we retire you out last
week? All right. Just a point of information.
Yes, sir.
Is chapter 27 that we have here in this book tonight, does that have all the changes, etc., and it's up to date and everything we passed today?
Yep. Yep.
And so I can take all the other chapter 27 and
recycle them.
All right. Moving on, Brian, when you're ready.
This is ordinance 2009-01-408, an ordinance amending Chapter 16 of the City of Dunwoody Code of Ordinances by allowing certain alcoholic consumption in city parks.
I move that we adopt this amendment to Chapter 16.
A second.
All right. Discussion on this?
Verbiage, I think this is the verbiage that's underlined here under Section 3B, and the intent by the writer?
Yes, I originally proposed the old language that this replaces, and I'm quite content with this. What it does is it allows the city to issue a permit for an organization, a nonprofit organization, to permit alcohol to be served at its events in a public park or in a cultural arts center. And I'm fine with the language as written.
Does staff have any comments on this? Brian?
So if you're going to pass a resolution later on tonight that defines the criteria, but this is recommended by staff.
Question?
Yes, Dan.
Is this permit for each usage, each event, or is it for forever? Once I get a permit, is it forever?
It's in the resolutions.
Each event or annual. It's an event or annual, but it's not forever.
Mm-hmm. I guess maybe the next resolution will detail this out, but since this is the ordinance, maybe it should be in here too. But the fact comes up that the fees, if it's a 501(c) local group, is there a fee, or is it just a gratis permit?
Yeah, that is in the actual resolution. That'll be later tonight, but there actually is a fee. It's a $25 for an event or $100 for an annual, is what the resolution currently states.
Okay, so we'll discuss that. Should that not be included in here somewhere, maybe?
No, it would get more appropriate to put it in the resolution because the fee also can change over time, and it's easier to change the resolution than an ordinance.
Okay. John?
This amendment was based on a permission or permit system that DeKalb County currently had. Is that correct?
Was there some sort of permit that...
No. I'm not sure what DeKalb County does.
Robert, can you answer that? You had sent out the actual text.
Yeah, we did some research. It was a kludge. What they had was a couple of places in the county could serve alcohol or allow the consumption of alcohol by permission of the director of development, and a couple of others, different properties, required the director of public works. And it made no sense to me, except that they'd clearly been passed on different months, different years, by different county commissions. So we've attempted to consolidate that into this, and I think this makes the most sense. But yeah, they did have an arrangement where the Dunwoody Nature Center could get permission from the Parks Department to allow alcohol to be served at their events.
Thank you.
Thank you, Robert. Any other questions? All right.
Heard about outcomes from the young members of the city.
Okay, so all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you, that ordinance passes. When you're ready, Vern.
Just to get into another second read, ordinance 2008-12-53, an ordinance granting Comcast of Georgia LLC a franchise agreement to provide cable and other services to the projects within the city boundaries, granting rights to use the city's public rights of way, relationships and provision of such services, providing for associated franchisees and other purposes.
Second.
All right, second. Any discussion on this?
Currently, the Community Development Group is working per the request of council to find, I guess, the best deal they can do. So they have taken upon themselves to go forward and use their contacts to further investigate this, and they recommend it to be deferred to the next meeting.
I'd like to move that we defer this to the next meeting.
I'll second that. Is there a discussion on this?
Super Bowl or not?
Possibly be losing any revenues.
No, they are actually collecting the revenue.
Who is? Who's they?
Comcast is actually collecting the revenue. They're going to have to give it to us eventually, as soon as whether we get an agreement together, they're going to have to give us that revenue. I can't imagine anyway. They can keep that revenue.
Any other questions? Okay, all in favor of this motion to defer, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, on a deferment, is anything else needed, Brian, or is that it?
That's it.
All right, under reports and presentations, we have a new agenda item. We can pass the exact reading if you need, Brian. Do you want to give them that?
No, this is for tax. Yes, yeah, for tax.
So a discussion on the homestead tax exemption and the filing out of form by residents.